Hi, I'm Mary Harrell. Well, let's just start with the bad news first. A national study just 2 years ago found that 69% of Catholics do not believe in the real presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. This is a devastating insight into the state of the faithful. But now, the good news. Tan Books' newest release is an answer to this problem for our times. Behold, It Is I provides the most convincing proofs for the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist from Scripture, tradition, and scientific investigations of Eucharistic miracles. The book comes from the brilliant minds of Father George Elliott, the president of Catholic Link, along with Stacy Trisankos. And we are so lucky today to have Father Elliott joining us. Father, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Mary.
Father, our listeners can't see you, so I'm going to fill them in. You are a young priest. You don't look a day over 29, maybe 26, I don't know. And they don't need to know your age, but they do need to know, what have you seen in your priestly ministry so far that made you say, hey, I need to write a book convincing Catholics of the real presence?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. I had all in the course of 1 year, several Catholics and also several Protestants that I had encountered come and talk to me about either struggles with belief in the Eucharist or else actually interest in the Eucharist and, you know, just wanting to learn more and understand what we really taught about it. And I thought to myself, surely there's this book that's been written that takes the scriptures and the fathers and also Eucharistic miracles and kind of ties them all together and deals with them all at once that I can just hand to someone. And it's this accessible explanation for, you know, why we as Catholics really believe that Jesus Christ is fully present in his body and blood, soul and divinity in the Eucharist. And I searched and I searched and I searched and I couldn't find that. And so I said to myself, well, somebody needs to write this. So
the Lord said, that's you, buddy.
That's right. Exactly. It's always a bad idea to suggest things to the Lord, right? He signs you up.
Yeah. He's the ultimate volunteer coordinator. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So Father, if we're going back, for the very beginning, do we see the Eucharist prefigured in the Old Testament? And if so, where?
Yeah, absolutely. And I really appreciate that you ask about the Old Testament first. I think we as Catholics, we so often want to jump right into, you know, John chapter 6 or the institution narratives or something of the sort. But especially when we're talking to someone who doesn't believe in the Eucharist, to make that kind of a jump where, you know, essentially, from their point of view, the Eucharist has never been prefigured. It's never shown up in the scriptures. And then all of a sudden you're saying, look, here it is. You know, here's this one passage where he says, my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. It must be the Eucharist. They're like, whoa, this is out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. You know, everything else is prefigured. Why isn't the Eucharist? And yeah, so we as Catholics, we really need to know what are those prefigurements. And so, that first chapter of the book starts off with the prefigurements, and it goes through, you know, from Genesis chapter 2, the Eucharist isn't prefigured in chapter 1, but it is in chapter 2. So right from the beginning, we see the tree of life, which obviously that's not the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. There's another tree that's highlighted in the garden that, if you eat the fruit of the tree of life, you live forever. So just as Christ hanging on the cross, the tree of the cross brought forth life and the fruit that we eat, which is his flesh and blood in the Eucharist, gives us not a natural eternal life, but supernatural life. Then we can see also the sacrifice of Melchizedek. Melchizedek is this kind of shady character that appears. I don't know if shady is the right word, but you know, mysterious. Yeah. Mysterious is perhaps better. Character that appears and offers sacrifices specifically of bread and wine on behalf of Abraham. And that's this really interesting thing. The book of Hebrews kind of highlights how, Melchizedek must have a higher priesthood because he offers sacrifice for Abraham. And so, you know, Abraham, from Abraham came the Levites and the Aaronic priesthood and all of that. If Abraham was in a sense greater because he brought forth the Levitical priesthood, then Melchizedek must be this higher priesthood. And it talks about, in the Psalms, you are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. So not only is it a higher priesthood, but it's also an eternal priesthood. Mm. So you see that clear parallel to Jesus Christ, who is our eternal high priest, who who also offered bread and wine, of course.
And that's what, I mean, that's fascinating to think that we don't really look at the Old Testament for these cues like this, but they're right there. That's very plain. I can understand that. Everyone else could too. I'm speaking with Father George Elliott, co-author of the new book, Behold, It Is I, Scripture, Tradition, and Science on the Real Presence, out by Tan Books. Father, that your tagline on the book, it does have science, and I don't know if people generally equate science with the real presence, but they should. So tell us how Catholics should approach Eucharistic miracles, because some of them, I mean, they're bloody. Some of them saying, can you really believe that? They seem hard to believe. How do they hold up to scientific rigor?
Yeah, so we analyzed the three that we could get the most scientific data on. And Dr. Stacey Trosenkos, she wrote that section on the science, and I'm really happy that I invited her to write it, because mm-hmm. she comes in with this expertise in chemistry, with a very much a chemist's mind, and she wanted to do it right. You know, she said, we thought about talking about all of these other miracles, but she really focused on the ones that we could get all of the scientific data for. And so she does a great job diving into the Bolsena miracle, that the corporal is now held in Orvieto in Italy, and then also the Buenos Aires miracles, and then obviously the oldest Eucharistic miracle that we have, the from Lanciano, mm-hmm. In Italy as well. And so what she does is she kind of lets everybody know what really can be proven by science. And she does a good job, you know, telling the story, updating everybody on here's what's been reported. Here are the scientific details that we can really stand behind. But what I have to admit, I was almost shocked whenever I first read her manuscript. She points out certain things that are oftentimes repeated about these miracles mm-hmm. that are actually just not true.
Really?
Or at the very least, can't really be backed up by science.
Wow.
And, you know, whenever she first sent it to me, I thought, oh my goodness, this is not what it's supposed to be about. But as I sat there and, you know, thought about it more, prayed about it a lot, I realized, no, this is really outstanding. We need to clarify these things. We're Christians. We say that we follow Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And so, you know, if these things are not true, we need to purify our repetition of these facts. We need to make sure that we are saying what is true about these miracles, because, you know, if there's any falsehood in what we say, then people are more likely to just assume that everything that we say is false. Mm. And so, you know, whatever we are saying about these Eucharistic miracles, we need to really say what is true.
Mm. Father, who are you hoping that this book reads? Who are you hoping reads this book? Who are you hoping that this book finds their way into their life and changes their hearts and their minds?
You know, we have two main audiences. The first one is, you know, as you started at the beginning of this segment, you talked about, you know, the 1 in 3 Catholics sitting in the pews that believes that the Eucharist is, you know, truly and really Jesus Christ, body and blood, soul and divinity. And so we want to give the book first to them. We want them to be reinforced in their faith and their belief in Jesus Christ, that even though perhaps the majority of people don't believe this, you know what? Sometimes the majority of people don't get reality. And we are, you know, believing what is true. We want to reinforce the faith of those who do believe. But then also we'd like for those types of people to hand the book to, you know, their family, their friends, their acquaintances that they know perhaps are struggling with faith in the Eucharist, so that they also can read these texts and see, wow, no, when you really get into the biblical texts, and when you really get into the testimony of the fathers of the church, the early saints and bishops, you know what? It's hard to believe that the scriptural writers and that the early church believed anything other than what we believe today as Catholics. And that's a great testament to faith. You know, if you're going to believe the scriptures, and if you're going to believe the church, you really have to believe that the Eucharist is Jesus Christ himself.
Well, and I want to go back, Father, to what you said at the beginning. You said this is an accessible book, and I think that's really key. Anyone can pick this book up, learn so much for it, be strengthened in your faith, and be convicted, maybe if your faith has wavered a bit. Again, the book is Behold, It Is I. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online at tanbooks.com, TANbooks.com. And Father, for people who want to learn more about you and all your online platforms, where should they go?
You can check out CatholicCastMedia.com is the organization, kind of umbrella organization that runs several great opportunities for evangelization and catechesis, and especially Catholic-Link.org, which you can find on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and online.
Fantastic. And I can say they have so many great shows, podcasts, great stuff you can learn at Catholic Link. Father, thank you so much for joining us today, and congrats on this great achievement.
Thank you, Mary.